Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly visit with a lady who's responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Great books, podcasts galore. You get a podcast of our conversation here at DougStephan.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, ChickenSoup.com, Facebook.com, everywhere. The ideas are wonderful, wholesome. I just find that in the circumstances, Amy Newmark is a breath of fresh air. The only way you can fail is by not trying, and how every failure is a step toward success. In just a moment here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title good parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title good parent? Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. Bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. Good to have Amy Newmark back here. When I looked at this, Amy, I'm thinking there are tens of millions of people who have purchased and read and share these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And I wonder how many of them, or how many when you look at these, or maybe you do get your ideas from some of the self-help books, the self-help series.
No, I actually don't get my ideas from other self-help books. I get my ideas from the stories that people send us.
And I wonder how many of them come. And this is not a criticism, by the way. It's just interesting. And the idea just came to me as I was looking at this and thinking about, I had seen something on the Daily Ohm maybe a week or so ago, and then I have other, I probably get a half a dozen of those sorts of things delivered to me in my email box every day, thinking about failure. And yes, the only failure is not doing anything, in a sense, and that's really what I sort of read here between the lines. Failure, yeah, I've had this experience, and I bet you have too. You try things, and some of them work, some of them don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you figure you're going to get a certain number of no's on your way to success, mm-hmm. then every single no that you get just means you're that much closer to getting your success. Every failure can be turned into your friend, because it's just part of that path to eventually succeeding.
How's this affected you? How have you tried, as you've done this Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and not had things that you thought you could do come true, and then other things have come true, obviously, in a big way?
This has been my attitude my whole life. When I used to be in the corporate world and I was on a lot of different boards, I was the one on the board who always said, let's not have a five-year plan. Let's instead try things and not be afraid to fail and not be afraid to say, oh, that was a mistake. Let's turn around and try a different path. I was always the one who wanted to fail on our way to success.
And how'd that work for you and for the companies that you were working with?
They survived for a long time, but they were little tiny tech startups during the recession. So eventually, almost all of them failed. But it was a really good try.
Well, that's it. They're trying.
And with our books, I have books that don't do well, and then I have books that are huge bestsellers, and you just keep trying, and you learn from the ones that don't do as well.
You think there are people who just look for whatever? It's kind of like the dummy, all that series of books about dummies doing this, that, and the other thing. That's a more positive approach to it, but people look for the chicken soup books and would just buy it no matter what it is because it's a chicken soup book?
Every single one of them is great. I can't tell you why some are huge bestsellers and some are only medium sellers. I can't really say why. Everyone has the same recipe for success inside it.
Yep. Chicken soup is the recipe. We all need chicken soup. Your mother's chicken soup is best. Or Amy Newmark's Chicken Soup for the Soul. Check out the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and DougStephan.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.